This podcast episode is brought to you by my Business Basics class. I teach you the 8 essential steps to get your business legal and legit so you can watch it bloom. You'll learn the basics of what is an LLC and the first steps to opening one up, opening a business bank account, how to find an accountant, what is bookkeeping and how can you do it yourself to save some money, what contracts and legal documents to consider and where you can buy them, the starting point for saving for your retirement, how to find a financial advisor, and where to start looking for business insurance. When you avoid getting all these ducks in a row, you are risking getting sued, paying more in taxes, and missing out on turning your income into more money. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/businessbasics to enroll. Hey, photographer, Jessica Whitaker here, and welcome to the Build and Bloom Photography Podcast. In this episode, I am going to be talking about the ins and outs for photographers for 2024. You could also view this as where to save and skip with your money, what to invest in instead, whether it's resources or time or new photography gear. I am going to be getting into it in this episode, and this is the very start of season 3. So last week, I had one of my recurring guests, Kiana Marie, come on the podcast and share all about how to create engaging Instagram content, Instagram and TikTok content, using your daily life behind the scenes. And she's going to be a recurring guest in season 3. And now this is my first solo show of the season. I'm also adding on video for the podcast. So if you're listening on Spotify, you should be able to also watch along in the episode. So I'm really excited about season 3 because I haven't ever been consistent in the podcast, and that's due to my mental health. My mental health has definitely taken a major decline in the past year ever since my dog Bumblebee passed away, and it was just very rocky in my life in a few different situations. And this year, I feel like I can actually take on the podcast and make it consistent. But this year, I do know that I will be able to be consistent every week with the podcast, and I'm really excited to have recurring guests on. I brought on most of the people are from the previous season, and it's just a great way for you to be able to get to know them and their photography businesses more. And the same theme will continue on into season 3, which is actionable steps, practical perspective. I'm really excited. So I thought that talking about buy this, not that in 2024, or ins and outs for photographers in 2024, I feel like that's a more catchy title. I think that it's a great way to begin the year off. Before I go any further with the episode, I do want to ask those who have been listening in seasons past and have been loving, please pop over to the review section and leave a 5-star rating and review. Coco Moco, one of my favorite podcasters, has a great illustration about the power of reviews. Reviews are like currency in the podcast world, she says, and it's so true. Reviews help podcasts climb in the charts and just be pushed out in the algorithm to other people who need this free, incredible resource. And if you're not a member of the Build and Bloom Photography Facebook group, you can join it. It's totally free. Just search up Build and Bloom on Facebook groups. This is the best photography group on Facebook. It's free. It's inclusive. It's encouraging. It's a no judgment zone where you can ask specific questions about your photography business. So for example, if you are going through a difficult client situation and you don't know where to start with drafting an email response, Build and Bloom is a safe space to do so. With all that being said, welcome to season 3. I'm so happy that you're here. I believe in you and I believe in your business. Let's get into the episode. So number 1 is if you have a slow computer, but you've bought it in recent years, it's only 3 or 2 years old. Instead of upgrading to an all new computer, chances are you just need to switch from using an external hard drive to a SSD, a solid state drive. An SSD is much faster than a traditional external hard drive, simply put, because it has fewer moving parts. This is going to speed up not only the editing time in Lightroom when it takes a long time to paste on your presets or to even toggle through your images, but it also will speed up the importing and exporting process. And as photographers, we are dealing with really big files. And if you do video content as well, it can be such a pain to wait for those photos to import for what seems like hours sometimes. Getting an SSD is so much cheaper than buying an entire new computer. And it might just be that you need to start using a solid state drive. So one that you might be familiar with for an external hard drive are the LaCie discs. Are the external hard drives from LaCie. They have that bright traffic cone orange rubber on the outside. That's an external hard drive. A solid state drive is going to be teeny tiny, like a quarter of an inch thick, and it is going to speed up the process so much. And how I use both, and how I use them in conjunction with each other is all of my active projects, I use the solid state drive to edit on. And once those projects are done, I move them over to an external hard drive. So for me, the external hard drive is more of an archiving system. External hard drives also serve as backups for me as well. But all of my active projects that I'm importing and exporting and working on in Lightroom or for my YouTube videos, I'm using Final Cut Pro for. Those live on the solid state drive. Ideally, you'd have one solid state drive and a bunch of external hard drives. I have 4 or 5 solid state drives, and I do use those for backups as well. And that might become what you do as well. But just to begin, you just need one solid state drive. I like the SanDisk. I will have linked down below all of my recommendations though. And I would recommend that you get a 4 terabyte instead of a 2 terabyte. I have a mix of 2 and 4 terabytes, but I wouldn't have the mix had I just bought a 4. Those will be linked in the description box or over on my Amazon storefront, which is just my name, my first and last name, amazon.com/shop/Jessica Whitaker. So number 2 is about time. And actually the rest of the points revolve around time as well. Before you invest more time into your social media, you got to do something very boring, which is investing the time into fleshing out your photography website or launching one if you don't have your website up yet or you haven't even begun. The reason being is that your website is what runs for you 24/7. You do not have to keep up with any trends. You don't have to keep up with an algorithm. And people will start finding you through Google searches once your website is optimized. So we're going to talk about what this all means, but I do have some more in-depth podcast episode I'll have linked down below, one of which being with my website designer, Amanda Berg, who is at Liberty Type Company. I always recommend her for website design. And then also with Kat DeLine, who is also going to be a recurring guest. She did an episode about SEO basics. SEO means search engine optimization. And that is a very valuable episode that I recommend for you to listen to after this one. It'll be linked down below in the show notes. Chances are you've heard this illustration before. When it comes to social media, that is rented property, but your website is what you actually own. Your website and your email list are the only two things on the internet that you own. It's important to still keep up with your Instagram and your TikTok if that's what you're doing for consistency's sake. But instead of putting all of the time into thinking about, okay, this year I want to get more into Instagram Reels. Okay, this year I want to grow my following. Before you do that, keep it simple and keep uploading. But you need to spend the time on your website building out all of the pages really well. The first thing that you should do on your website is make sure that your homepage is totally optimized. So something that Amanda Berg, again, that episode will be linked down below with my website designer, that she teaches is something called above the fold. So before somebody scrolls down on your page, you have the following listed: your name, what city you are based in, or cities. So for example, I live in Seattle, but I book in New York. So I would have Seattle and New York photographer, and what kind of photography you do. For example, I'll use my friend Julia because I'm helping her out with her website, more of the back end, like the SEO, but I did have her change this on her site. She has, "I'm Julia, a Nashville-based wedding and family photographer." I know it sounds really simple, but chances are if you go to your website and you've never heard about my website and you've never heard me teach on websites before, this is one of like the core things I always drill into people. You will probably not have that information. Rather, you might have a really beautiful photo and maybe like a very intense cursive font, something really pretty, or a little overlay on those photos. Like, it's a really beautiful design, but there's no information above the fold about who you are, where you're based, and what you photograph. And a lot of times when clients are looking to book a photographer, unless they've been following your work on Instagram and want to book you specifically, if it's just the average person who is maybe not in the creative realm and they aren't really spending a lot of time on social media, they're not following photographers, they're just looking up Chicago wedding photographer, they have multiple websites of different Chicago wedding photographers pulled up in all different tabs. So if they have your website pulled up and there's not any information easily accessible about who you are, where you book, and what you do, even if it's at the very bottom of the page or in a little about me blurb on your homepage, it needs to be so plain and simple and crystal clear. And another thing with that is when people have multiple photographers tabs open, chances are they will be booking whoever gets back to their inquiry first. So a way that you can beat others to the punch is by having a booking page or on your contact page. You can do two different, there's different options, of course, but having a booking page that answers all of their frequently asked questions and maybe even displays either your full pricing or package starting out at, I always recommend to have full pricing on the website, generally speaking. I know that some packages require a bit more customization, and so that's why people will put package starting at, but it's different for everybody. I could totally make a more in-depth pricing resource for you guys that shares multiple perspectives. And I do have some, I believe, on my YouTube channel. However, if you are in their budget or not, that's one less thing that they have to reach out for you about. They might not even know if you're within their budget. So they might even exit out of you completely and just go to somebody else who does have pricing. And then answering any of those frequently asked questions, and that could even be about anything from how long it takes to get the photos to what the partner's name and email address is for the contract. Having that on the booking page or the contact form is super helpful and ensures that even if they're sending inquiries out to other photographers, if you can answer all their questions and send that contract and invoice over, you're more likely to book it, right? I mean, that's kind of the idea behind it. Some photography educators disagree and think it's like too overwhelming for a client to have a ton of information on the contact form. But I disagree because I've had some of my high ticket photography clients tell me that they love how overly detailed my contact form is because they feel like I am not going to miss a beat. I'm not going to overlook any details and they feel really taken care of. I understand their perspective of for a client, it could come off as exhausting, but I think that when you have questions that are with intention, it's not going to do that. It's going to have you increase your chance of actually booking them because you're asking all the right questions and information and eliminating as much back and forth in the inbox. So I do have a YouTube video about what to include in your contact form. I believe I have a freebie online and I think I might even have a podcast episode. So just go over to the description of the show and everything will be linked, or you can always send me a DM asking for the resource over on Instagram. It's just my first and last name, Jessica Whitaker. So number three is instead of investing in ways to grow your craft, so investing in more online workshops or styled photo shoots, spend the money in a virtual assistant. So what I mean by this is a lot of us have so much on our to-do lists, but we keep spending money on courses that have even more for us to do, but we don't get the chance to implement them. And it might be the most amazing course in the world and so helpful, but it's going to be a waste of our money and time because we cannot put any of the things that they're teaching, no matter how valuable they are, into action. And I say this as somebody who does offer online courses. So a virtual assistant, that is often abbreviated as a VA. So this is someone that you bring on to aid in tasks in your business without having to hire an employee or a subcontractor. So a virtual assistant can do anything behind the scenes in your business that you either want to do, but you haven't had time to complete. So for example, maybe you want to do a welcome guide PDF. Maybe it's a presentation that is super well branded to you. Maybe you want to do it or you haven't finished one up yet. They can complete it or start it for you. This can also include the daily tasks that you have to do in your business, such as emails or responding to Instagram DMs. Maybe if you are just starting out in your photography, you don't need them to respond because there's not much to respond to yet, but there might be things like social media strategy that you could use them for so that you do get leads. And this can piggyback to the whole don't focus so much time on social media until your website is done. You could have a virtual assistant go through and create a bunch of reel ideas and scripts for you to do, reels and TikToks, while you are building out your website. Or maybe you're going to brainstorm that while they polish up your website. So another example would be if you want to start a project in the new year. Let's say you want to start your own podcast or you want to begin doing a YouTube channel. A virtual assistant can help set up that process. And they can also run it for you and manage it. So I use a virtual assistant agency called Belco Virtual Solutions. She's going to actually be coming on the podcast soon. And her name is Tamber. She's actually also based here in Seattle where I live, which is like so cool. Not a lot of people are, you know, in the area that I meet online, but her name is Tamber and she was a virtual assistant and she started training other virtual assistants to do this and like run an agency. Her agency is all North American based. It is fair pay. It's ethical. I've worked with them for about 2.5 going on 3 years. I think February or March, it will be 3 years. And I was referred to them from a friend and I have loved their services. So I have at the moment only one virtual assistant. Her name is Kat. And some of the tasks that she does for me in my photography education business is she runs and manages my podcast. So I still edit the podcast episodes, but she will send out the guest invitations. She'll pitch me for other podcasts. She'll invite guests to come on the show. And then with my guest process, I try to make it as streamlined as possible. So we have like a Google Doc thing that are a Google form that we send out to the guests where they put in all the questions and then she will like manage all of that and making sure that they fill out the form completely. She'll manage the calendar and booking and it's really awesome to have the whole back end off my plate so that I can focus on just writing out the episodes. And another thing that she does for me is she does Facebook community management for my Build and Bloom Facebook group. Before I brought her on, I was working in the group maybe 4 hours a day. And it's not even that I was responding to stuff 4 hours a day. It was that I was adding people in because we asked for email and then like putting them into the email sequence for Build and Bloom. And then I would like do any management, like if there was a spam post in the group that slipped through the cracks. And then I'm like taking care of that. There is just so much beyond just responding. So she is doing all of that community management and it's taken a lot off of my plate so that I can then utilize the time to respond to questions even more in depth. And with the virtual assistant agency that Belco is, the virtual assistant that you work with is going to become familiar with your branding, so your brand voice, and they're also going to be able to learn as they go. But because they're all very tech savvy, they are easily able to adapt to whatever project you need. And if it's something that that virtual assistant cannot do, let's say, for example, Pinterest, you want someone to do your Pinterest for you. They will bring on someone for you specifically for Pinterest. So you're just paying for a set amount of hours. And I believe I pay $300, just under $300. In the podcast episode that we do together, that should be coming out within the next few weeks, we do Tamber, who runs the agency and she started it, she gives more numbers, but it's not something where it's like $600 a month, $1,000 a month. It can be as little as 5 hours a month just to do some, take some stuff off your plate. And with that being said, I will have that information for Belco linked in the description box, or you can just Google Belco, B-E-L-C-O, Virtual Solutions. And if you mentioned that you heard about the about them from either myself or from the podcast, then you will get some money off of the virtual assistant services. So all this comes back to, instead of investing your money in online courses or styled workshops, that's just going to add more to your to-do list. I would rather you spend the $600 for months of virtual assistant services to help you in your business so that when it's time to enroll in that online course and to learn something new, you have the space to be able to do so. Or what's awesome is you can then learn and build out that to-do list and have your virtual assistant take some of that off of your plate and implement it for you. Last thing I want to say about virtual assistants is if you maybe are wanting to build out your HoneyBook or your CRM, your client management program, a lot more in this new year, but you don't know where to begin, you feel a little overwhelmed when you're watching tutorials about it. It's like, no matter how helpful the help desk is, and HoneyBook is what I use, and it has very in-depth tutorials, but it can be really overwhelming to watch and learn and then to implement. A virtual assistant can do that for you, and a lot of them already are versed in those different platforms, whether it's HoneyBook or Dubsado. And again, if they're not, because they're very tech savvy, like this is what they do, they will be able to learn very quickly and do it for you. This episode of the Build and Bloom podcast is brought to you by Contractista, my favorite resource for lawyer-drafted photography contracts. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts and use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off lawyer-drafted legal documents. Contractista is your one-stop shop for attorney-drafted legal documents for entrepreneurs. Actually, not only are they attorney-drafted by a business and intellectual property attorney, but they're also peer-reviewed by attorneys with over 30 years of experience in contract drafting for multinational corporations. Anyways, Contractista actually has bundles specific for photographers that cover portrait photography contracts, wedding photography contracts, plus some legal disclosures that you have to put on your website. Just like you have to have car insurance to drive a car, you have to have attorney-drafted contracts for your clients and websites to run a business. Head to jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts. Contracts and protect yourself from that just in case. And you can use the code BUILDBLOOM15 at checkout for 15% off. That's jessicawhitaker.co/photography contracts. Number four is I want you to invest in your physical workspace to make yourself more productive. Do not invest in more subscriptions, apps, and tools that are for productivity. But this doesn't mean buying more stuff for your desk. Like, I love all the cute little things, but that's not what I'm talking about. You don't need to go out and buy more calendars and more planners. I mean, you probably do need to buy a new calendar and planner because it's the beginning of the year, but you don't need to go on an Amazon spree. What I mean by investing in your physical workspace is investing the time, such as clearing out a corner of your bedroom to put a desk, or maybe it's decluttering your current desk, especially if it has drawers in it. I just know those drawers are overflowing because mine are as well. This also could look like spending time in the morning just getting ready. If it is a lazy day, maybe it's your day off and you have the day to edit, swap out your pajamas for a fresh pair of sweatpants. It's all about creating that environment where you will be able to just focus in. And of course, you can buy so many cute little things to help you be more productive. And then maybe later you do subscribe to an app or a tool. But right now, like today, tomorrow, this weekend, instead of buying more things, what I would encourage you to do this weekend is to clean out your current desk or clear out a space to put a desk. Maybe it's even your dining room table, and that means that you just have to clean up your dining room area a little bit more so that you can focus and not be overstimulated. In the same vein, number 5 is about time blocking your tasks. So there is a really awesome free time tracker app called the Pompadero Timer. I'll have it linked down below. I believe the URL is something like tomatotimers.com or something. This is a 25-minute timer, so you can work in time chunks. So for example, if you need to do some blogging for galleries, you can do that all in 25-minute time block. Maybe a better example would actually be answering emails for 25 minutes. Put it on in focus, and then it will go off, and then you go into something more fun, such as editing. Now, the one I'll link down below is free, and it's just a website, but I'm sure that there are more advanced websites or apps on your phone out there. I know there's even browser plugins that will lock you out of websites, certain websites like social media sites, in order to like help you focus. But just to start really simple, I would recommend the Pomodoro Timer. On that note, I do this full time, and I've been full time in my business since 2017. So I'm going to speak just from that perspective, but I do understand the flip side to what I'm going to say, because I was in college and then I was working full-time job and a part-time job. And the only time I had to work on my business was during the weekends or like during my lunch break, or I'd go and like, you know, scroll on my phone on my bathroom break and maybe work on my business then. So what I'm going to say right now is just from the perspective of a full-time, identifying when you are able to be at your most focused during the day. I mean, it could be during the morning or the night, but during the day, and when that is going to be when you can do your deeper work that requires more concentration. For me, that means emails. And for some people, emails, they can just put on a show and just do it. But I am also a big procrastinator, and emails is something that I do procrastinate in. And my emails are not something that I want to bring on a virtual assistant for, because it's a mix. It's photography clients, but then it's also social media influencer, and then it's also photography education. So my main inbox I want to be in. And I have found that I am, another example would be editing YouTube videos. So sometimes I'll have an editor for like vlogs, and then mostly for my behind the scenes photography videos, that is me doing it. And it's definitely something that I would like to pass off to an editor. I just don't have the budget right now to do so in my business, but that is something a virtual assistant can do, or my editor does. And it's like anything that you do not have to be in, I'm gesturing because I'm on the video, but anything that you don't have to like be on video or audio for, somebody else can do. And it's all about delegation. Bringing it back, editing videos is something that I also just have a hard time focusing on. So I have identified, and this will fluctuate depending on your cycle, if you're a person who has a period or during maybe time of year, or just like as the years go on. For myself, I am able to focus the best in the morning time from like 7 a.m. until 11. And once it comes lunchtime, that's when I have my little afternoon slump. And then evening time is when I feel really creative. And that's when I have the momentum to film social media content or to just be creative in my house. I love to decorate my house. For those who haven't seen, my house is a maximalist Barbie Art Deco-esque dream house. It's pink everywhere. The main interior color is pink. In my Barbie dream home, I love to decorate it. That's one of my passions, is interior decorating. And so the evening is when, if I have the time and the ability and the freedom, that's when I want to spend doing more creative things. Like I said, this is always going to change. It's not necessarily realistic in some seasons of our life. If you can identify when you feel the most focused to do that deep work, set the Pomodoro 25-minute timer and time block out those tasks that require your 100% attention. For me, that would be emails, and that would be editing YouTube videos. Like, I can't even listen to a song or a podcast when I'm doing either of those tasks, because otherwise I get really distracted. This podcast episode is brought to you by HoneyBook. HoneyBook is a client management program. You are able to have your client submit their inquiry form on your website and have this system automate the entire booking process. So once you get that client inquiry, they're popped at the top of your funnel and booked hands-free. So now instead of the cycle of responding to inquiries manually, answering the questions, following up with ghosted clients, you know the drill. This process should now take you 10 minutes because it is automated. So before we get back to the episode, let's talk about getting paid. Another feature I love is that you can set up a payment schedule with your clients and HoneyBook will automatically remind them that the payment is almost done and it will invoice them. I love that you could set up various payment schedules with your clients. You can break it down by percentage, exact amount, and HoneyBook will do all the math for you. It will automatically remind them when payments are due or about to be due, and it will invoice them. So there's no more back and forth for you trying to track down that final payment. You can head to jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook to snag a free trial with no credit card required to set up. And if you love it, you'll get 50% off your first year. That's jessicawhitaker.co/honeybook. Oh, I had a little bonus. So number 7, so it's going to be a little off the cuff, and let me know if you would like me to make a more in-depth resource on this because I totally can. I've been doing it since 2018. Instead of focusing on growing your social media following, first focus on growing your email list. And for some of you guys, that might mean even starting an email list. And there's so many different directions we can go with this, but the one I recommend to all of my friends, I even told my friend Jenny yesterday because we are like trying to plan what we want to do for this year and we're wanting to kind of travel a bit more and grow in our education businesses. And I was like, you need to start an email list. So what you want to do is you want to create something called an opt-in. This is going to be a free resource that somebody finds valuable to exchange their email for. So for example, this could be a guide, whether it's written out in the email or it's an additional PDF that they download, and the PDF could be really cool and branded. This could be called 5 things to do before your photo shoot, like how best to prepare. This could be if you're wanting to go into photography education, you could lean more into 5 poses for your next photo shoot. It doesn't have to be complicated. Make it super simple. You can have a virtual assistant build out that entire thing for you from setting up an email service. So I like Flowdesk. I've used MailChimp in the past and they've been fine, but the platform's pretty outdated and it's also really expensive. You're basically paying per email address you have, whereas Flowdesk, it's a flat fee. I think it's like no more than $15 a month. Your virtual assistant can go in and create all those landing pages, set it all up for you, create a workflow, which a workflow would be multiple emails, so a sequence, and maybe they're spaced out a week apart, 3 days apart, and it would either, let's say, it's a photography client. Let's say you have 2 workflows. For example, for someone like myself who teaches photography and then also photographs, I might have 2 separate workflows, one for my photography clients and one for my photographers that I am teaching to. So for example, with the photography clients, my workflow would be 5 ways to prepare for your photo shoot. It's linked in my bio. I'm advertising it on stories. Somebody goes and they opt in, they exchange their email and they get their resource. And then a few days later, or a couple weeks later, or a week, you can customize it. They get an email that maybe includes another resource, or maybe it's an about me email. You would have to frame it. I'm just going off the cuff right now, but it would essentially be a call to action that would be to book your photography services. I said this at the beginning, you only own 2 things on the internet, your website and your email list. So if you guys want me to make a more in-depth resource, I mean, I could even make it like showing you literally how to set up everything, giving you a bunch of ideas. Like I can make super in-depth. I can also make a podcast episode that maybe shares a little bit, not as in-depth, but to give you a good starting point. Let me know in my Instagram DMs or in a comment, and I can totally do that for you. Because an email list, once you have it set up, it's done. And you might need to go in and update it a little bit, maybe update some of the workflows. But for me, I still have a workflow. Well, okay, I started my email list in summer 2018. And my opt-in was a free Lightroom preset, and that resource is still available. So that was on MailChimp, and then I switched to Flowdesk. But that workflow, essentially, I've updated it since because it's been so long, you know, and like have like my branding updated and stuff visually. But that workflow has been the same since 2018. And once it's done, it's done. And once it's done well as well. So that's something that a virtual assistant could do for you. Or if you want to DIY it, I could totally make a podcast or a resource or something on it. Oh my goodness. I really hope that this episode was able to help you kind of prioritize what you want to focus on in the first few months of 2024 and where you might want to spend more of your time and less of your money. I believe in you and I believe in your business so much. And I would love to keep up with you. If you go over to my Instagram and send me a DM saying that you came from the podcast, I will follow you. I also really encourage you to check out my Build and Bloom Facebook group because that's where I have the ability to spend more time answering more questions. And what's awesome about the Facebook group too is that it's not just my perspective. Anybody can chime in, and it's so helpful, so valuable to have multiple photographers' experience and perspective when it comes to answering questions, especially more tricky situations such as if you're having a difficult time with a client. Build and Bloom is my best free resource. So I believe in you and I believe in your business. Be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review, and I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening.